In the previous year, we explained why some of the Goyinim made kitzin, even though the Gemara Beferis says not to. Today we are going to learn other biurim from other mefarshim as to when it is mutter to make a ketz. One of the famous biurim is from the Rambam himself. The Rambam in Igeres Taimon, Sif Gimel, in other words, he splits it into chapters. In chapter 3, he discusses the ketz of Rav Sadia Goin. Rav Sadia Goin himself made a ketz in the year Hei Kuf Samach Gimel. That was the ketz of Rav Sadia Goin. And the Rambam explains how is it that Rav Sadia Goin could make a ketz. And he says like this. I'm going to read a few lines in the Hebrew and then I'm going to explain. V'anu doninis Rav Sadia l'chav schus. We will be judged. We will judge Rav Sadia favorably. V'noimar, we will say, Shema shevi linyin zeh. Afal pi sheyidea shatayra asroze. V'shahoyu bnei doire bal isroris rabis nishchoseis. In order to understand what he's writing, I want to explain an old klal. There's a klal called Eis Lasis Hashem Heferu Teiresecha. This is brought down for the fact that Rebbe wrote down the Mishnayis. There's a din that Teiresh Shevichsav, you do not say Baal Peh, and that's what they say many times when Tzadikim would quote Psukim. They would misquote it because when you're saying it Baal Peh, you're not supposed to say over Dvarim Shebichsav. And Dvarim She Baal Peh, you're not supposed to write down. So how did Rabbeinu HaKadosh write the Mishnayis? So he made a chesh and he says like this, I have a choice. I could keep the old school of not writing down Dvarim Shebichsav. You know what I'm going to gain from that? Then no one's going to know it. So sometimes in order to keep the Torah going, we have to bend certain things so that the Torah will continue. Obviously, only tzaddikim can decide what things to bend and when. The idea is that sometimes, bitula zehu kiyuma, by being mevatel it, you're actually keeping it. So this is how the Rambam explains the Psadjigo, and listen, what's the reason why you're not supposed to make a ketz? Because you don't want people to lose emunah, right? That is with the assumption that they have emunah that they're going to lose. What if a tzaddik's living in a dor where they don't have emunah b'chlal? So the ketz can only gain. You may get some people inspired. In other words, in such a generation, you know what, you're afraid they're going to lose emunah they don't have? You have nothing to lose. And on the contrary, you need Adrava to be ma'oider their amuna. You have to be mechazik their amuna. Strengthen their amuna. So therefore, the Rambam says that Rav Sadia Goin lived in such a generation. And other tzaddikim lived in such generations that what was needed was chizuk amuna. And therefore, you were able to be megal of the kids. So to be mesakim, to conclude, the svara of the Rambam, Bemes, the Ramban said that in certain generations it's mutter, because you're closer. The Rambam says, no, really, ketz, to say kitzin, is aser. Only if you're living in such a shvach ador, so then it's mutter. This is the shit of the Rambam. There are other explanations. For example, the Barbanel writes that in a Sefer Mayona Yeshua, that the iser to make a ketz is only if you say that if he doesn't come by this time, he is not going to come. In other words, certain people say, this is the date he has to come, and if he doesn't come then, he will not come. If you put that line in, that's machlish de emunah. If you don't say that, so then the Barbanel says, it's mutter. The ketz haplois, he explains, like this. If you say the Mashiach is coming then without saying any conditions, that's no good. However, if you say that this is a special time for Mashiach's coming And if you do tshuva and ma'asim tovim, maybe that will make it happen. So then it is mutter, then you're allowed to make a ketz. The Heichu Bracha explains like this. If you say that this is a time for the Geula Klolis, then you're not allowed to do. But if you say that this is a special year for a special Geula Protis, to bring out a specific for your own Chizuk, so then you're allowed to do it. So these are different reasons explaining when and what you're allowed to do. We are now going to transfer to the Rebbe's view on this. Obviously, the Rebbe is going to have a very unique approach to this whole story of Kitzin. And we're going to explain it over the course of the next few shiurim. We're going to start with one of the biurim that the Rebbe explained. It's in Lekutei Siches, Chelek Chof Tes, Dvorim Shabbos Chazon. And the Nekuda is like this. There's a difference of making a ketz and seeing the ketz. When a tzaddik says that a certain year is a Mashiach Dika year, he's not just saying, oh, I found a pasuk, I made a gematria, and I came up with a number. The tzaddik sees lamaila that this year is a very, very special year. It's not something he's guessing. It's not something he's making up. He actually sees, the tzaddik sees, that this time is very special. And because he sees that this is very special, what does he want you to do? He wants you to make your avodah in a way that will be zoicha to that zman. In other words, he sees that if you're going to work hard, you're going to get a certain gilui. You're going to get a certain level. And you can bring the geula in a certain way. To understand this a little better, the Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu bikesh legalis haketz. He wanted to be legal of the ketz. And the Eivishter stopped him. The Rebbe asked a very simple question. The simple way you learn it is that Yaakov Avinu, we would want Yaakov to say it, Nebuchadnezzar, the Eivishter stopped him. Imagine Yaakov would tell his children that you're going to be in Golis for the next 4,000 years. It would only make them more depressed. What would be gained by that? Why would Yaakov want to do that? Even if you're going to tell me that he was going to tell them 210 years, Yetzias Mitzrayim, what was going to be gained by that? Telling his kids, you should know, you're going to be in Golis, you're 8 o'clock in Golis, you're 8 o'clock in Golis, till 200 years. Why would he want to tell it to them? Listen to what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe explains that Yaakov wanted to tell them like this. Listen up. You were supposed to be in Golis 400 years. Because the Mitzrayim worked you hard, you're only going to be in Golis 210 years. If the Mitzrayim, by working you hard, could cut it down from 400 to 210, if you work hard, you can cut it down even more. In other words, he wanted to bring them to do tshuva and say, madoch, if the goyim make you work hard, galus get shorter. If you didn't do ma'asim tovim, it will get even shorter. But the Eibishter did not let him say it. Well, we'll explain that in a different shir why. The point is that when the tzaddikim, when they see something, and when they tell it to us, what they're doing is trying to be ma'ayir us to make what they saw l'mayla a reality l'mata. And the Rebbe says, kepashut. Obviously, heim tzrichin legali sezeh, they have to be megale to us, in order that these eros of avodas Hashem, that we should work harder. Obviously, such a type of ketz, what tzaddikim saw, was never usher. That was never usher. That's not usher from the Gemara.